When Shanti was here before, she made the point, we've already made reference to it today, that many women are clueless about what the man is thinking and how he thinks. You're saying the same thing is true about men, that they are pretty clueless about women.
You know, I think overriding, men love their wives. They really do. But they really don't know how to communicate it in a way that is effective with their wives because they just don't think that they can understand them. They feel perplexed by them.
So you believe there are some straightforward principles and conditions that men could understand if they just took the time to do it.
Yeah, and they just – part of it is they haven't ever had that tool, I don't think. Many men have not ever been approached with this, you have this assumption, and I hate to tell you, buddy, but it's wrong. Your wife can be understood, and here's the principles. And here's a couple of simple things that you can do that can change everything.
And that's the important thing right there, that it is really simple. It's not splitting the atom. It
isn't, which is what you thought originally.
It's what I thought.
Well, where did you get your information, Jeff? I mean, obviously, a lot of it came from Shanti, but where else did you find it?
Well, we approached it the exact same way that she approached the Four Women Only book, and that was we conducted focus groups to find out what were the questions. And I was basically in all of those focus groups with all of these women. I was the surprise meter. I was, as I refer to myself, I was the embedded male.
And you know, like
I was just there to take notes.
And,
exactly, to figure it out.
And were they all women?
They were all women.
Yeah.
And what we did was we took those questions, those surprises, and then we, you know.
Tested them. Oh, we did a big national survey, just like we did in For Women Only.
All right.
A scientific survey to help prove to the guys that this truly is common to all women. Your wife is not just weird. This is very common.
But she is very different from him. Right?
Very different. Yeah. You know, and it's odd. We as guys would not expect our wife to bench press the same amount of weight that we can bench press at the gym. Yet somehow when it comes to emotional things, I just assumed that she was processing things the same way that I do it. And she isn't and doesn't.
All right, go to the heart of it. What's the first thing you learned?
You know, I think the most critical issue is that in almost every woman that was surveyed, there is this underlying insecurity about whether or not their husband really loves them or will continue loving them. You know, for a guy, that's a foreign concept to me. When we got married, I knew that Shanti loved me. And it doesn't arise in my mind anymore. Even when we have a conflict,
yeah.
I don't think that, you know, she's stopped loving me. But that's not necessarily the case with women.
It's so interesting. And this is one of these cases where when we started comparing notes with other women, what I heard a lot from some of my girlfriends was, I thought this was just me. And instead, the survey said this is 80% of women where they have, you know, they could be secure in their relationship. They can have a great relationship. But underlying that, there is this latent insecurity that asks the question, does he really love me? And when that insecurity is triggered, when you two have an argument and it rises up, that insecurity rises up and it becomes this kind of gut-twisting, are we okay? And that, to a guy, is so foreign. Like, why would we have a problem just because we had an argument?
But we went off to work.
Yeah, you go off to work, you shut it off, and you go about your day. For the woman, she can't. It's there sort of really bothering her. And what she needs, what we sort of tell the guys, because they're all about just tell me what to do about it, you know.
Yeah.
What we tell the guys is all that she needs is to be reassured. That is all that she's looking for, to give her the peace that, honey, I'm mad, yes, but we're okay. And that will allow a woman just to sort of settle and say, okay, we can have the space here.